You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. It's Currently here on KC Sports Network, part of No Other Pod. It's your teal bros, teal tots, Daniel Kuzer with Chris Wright, still studying abroad over there in Turkey, still being a world traveler he is. So, Chris, what's up, man?
Did you say teal tot? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, we're just little babies. We're little teal babies, teal tot.
I mean, if we can get a shirt that made somewhere, we could probably make some money off of that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You see my fashion. I'm high fashion, all right? I got my KU Hawaiian shirt fresh off a BYU victory last weekend. Hell of a time.
Ooh, that was nice. That was nice.
I'm here for that. I'm here for that beat Texas situation, you know? You know how it is.
Oh, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. They're like third in the nation, I think.
So, yeah, I thought it was three or four or something like that. Not great, but hey, we're top 25 as well, man. Rock chalk and all that stuff.
And you can't sleep on us, man. You can't sleep on us.
I know. What a time to be alive. Dude, you are, since you've been gone, there's been Taylor Swift shit going on around here, dude. This place is insane. Have you heard about this crap?
I want to preface my statement by saying I normally couldn't give a shit about Taylor Swift.
Sure. But you care now. Everyone cares.
But I'm totally invested. It's so pathetic. It's so ridiculous. Yes. I saw Nick on Twitter was like driving by. He saw the line of people who thought Taylor Swift might actually be there.
Yes.
Credit to Nick for doing all the ground reporting.
Nick was like, boots on the ground. So funny, dude. Shit's weird. Shit's wild. Whether you like it or not, that's the reality we're living in. And I was listening to a podcast yesterday how they said, well, now that we're in it, there will be an end game, whether it's a marriage and or babies or a breakup and a famous breakup song. You know what I mean? So there's more to come. Go ahead.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine at this point, man. Like I'm invested. I have no reason to be. I'm a Cowboys fan. Of course, I want the Chiefs to do well, right? But like, Kelsey's a good dude. He's a funny guy. It's gonna be great.
You're a Cowboys fan. I think we're Cardinals fans around here. I don't know if you know that. Just kidding. Bad day for the Cowboys. Uh-oh. There.
It was weird. We had three offensive linemen that didn't even start. So
that'll lose a game real bad.
That'll hurt.
I tell you what, though, you've got one last thing. I swear to God, we'll move on to football. Travis Kelce's ex was online saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. Be careful, Taylor. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Lady, you don't want happiness for anybody because this man hurts you. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. But it's such a wild thing to read.
You know, cheating is never justified, but it's one thing when, you know, you're with somebody. It's another one is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's magnitudes of difference. I mean, the paparazzi are going to be on Travis Kelce now, right? The Swifties will do him in if he does anything like that.
It's insane. I'm now getting like Taylor Swift updates on my Twitter feed because it's like things you might be interested in, and I'm like, oh boy, how did this happen? We're talking like fan accounts that have hundreds of thousands of followers, and I'm like, oh no, like this is news I care about, and I've never been in this world. It is weird, but I do have tickets to her concert movie, so I'll throw that out there.
Oh.
That's gonna be a heck of a time, my friend.
It means something a little different now, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, not to mention the movie's like almost 3 hours because she sings damn near 50 songs.
Jeez.
That's crazy. Buddy, I lost my voice during tech week of a musical, and she's up there singing 40-some songs a night? I'll never understand. I don't get it.
You brought up something with kind of my travels here. I've been to a couple of amphitheaters, like ancient amphitheaters. Man, it's so cool. Like, to be able to watch a stage performance or an opera or musical, you know, in a Roman amphitheater.
Are you trying to just say amphitheater?
Yeah, theater. What to say theater?
I'm pretty sure you were saying the amphitheater, which is kind of combining amphitheater. It's like a lack of a theater. It's taking theater away.
You know, I'm just going to blame it on my dry mouth from traveling today. So I don't know. That's going to be my excuse. But like, you know, going on stage and looking up. Yeah, I got to blame something. Like, you know, to see this stone stairs. And like, they'll occasionally have concerts, like modern concerts there, you know, with a live crowd. So imagine how cool that would be. Yeah.
No, 100%.
I thought of you when I saw those, because, you know, I've seen you in a play, and yeah, it was pretty cool.
Performance is great, man. I love all live stuff, whether it's sports, comedy, theater, concerts, all the above. So hell of a time.
Right.
Dude, speaking of live sporting events, though, KC Current are back at it this weekend. It feels like it's been forever because they acknowledged the international break last week. So I don't think teams played, or not very many played, right? Did any play?
I don't think any played, not in WSL. Okay. Yeah.
One thing that did happen after we recorded, like literally next day, was goalkeeper AD Franch got the Week 19 Deloitte Impact Save of the Week. And that's awesome, dude. Warranted. For someone who hasn't, you know, who didn't really play all that much in the beginning, who we thought was maybe on the outs, who we speculated that maybe she was seeking a trade. Like, what a wild time.
Yeah. Credit to her, by the way.
This is a wild thing, by the way. What is happening with the video? There's thumbs up on our screen. Are you seeing this?
I am seeing it.
Did you know this is a thing?
I don't know. I can't see the chat. So I'm doing it on my phone, so I can just see like us. I can't see a chat. So if there's anything going on, I can't tell.
How do you do? These are hacks. These are tricks that I don't know how to do. Guys, new stuff happens to us, and we come from all this video stuff's new to us. We used to do a little podcast in our basement situation, in our mom's basement, trying to get this off the ground. So I got thumbs up popping up. Is there a middle finger one? Because that'd be hilarious. Well, if y'all are watching on YouTube, there you go. You're having a good time like we are. But buddy, Washington Spirit, KC Current this weekend. What is happening? Nick says he doesn't know what the thumbs up is. Are you serious? Is that just...
I'm seeing it.
You guys, listen. We just took a little break to realize we thought Nick was giving us all these thumbs up on the video. And what is that? What is that? Are you seeing that?
I'm seeing it.
Dude.
Is he messing with us?
Dude, that is... I did the thumbs up. What? Am I doing this with my thumbs? You do it. Do it with your thumbs right now. Both of them. Just put them in the camera. You gotta hold him there. Bro, this is weird. Okay. Anyways.
We're being hacked. It's being hacked.
Go to YouTube and go 9 minutes in. This is ridiculous. And this podcast is off the freaking rails, bro. We take time out of our day to do this. And it's not even about soccer anymore. It's not even about soccer. I don't even... When are we quitting this thing? We're just done. Wash our hands of it. bring those fireworks back, though, because that's a hell of... So, okay, it must be something. We're going to have to do some Googling.
You're going to have to keep your hands down, Dad. Keep your hands down.
I'm a talker with my hands. What is it? Can I do anything else? Is there any, I don't know. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, though, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
All right, welcome back, people. We don't have this thing fixed, so we're just going to throw in fireworks on this video whenever I feel like it, because I clearly have the power to do this.
I don't have any fireworks, man. I got nothing. I don't know. It's kind of, I'm a little upset.
Yeah, it's different. I'm kind of skeptical about this. I'm not the most technologically advanced person, so I might have to do a little Googling here. Anywho, back to it. Casey Kurth and Washington Spirit at Washington. It's in D.C. this weekend. Opening thoughts on this game. Obviously, we've dug ourselves a hole, right?
Must win every game from here on out. We have 3 games left. They're all must wins. We're currently in 11th place with 22 points. So clawing our way back up. Nothing is really in our control in terms of, if we win out, we have to have help, right? We have to have help. We have to have results kind of shake our way. But the Spirit, they're in 6th place. You know, they got 26 points. So it's a must win for them as well. So I anticipate a game that's just going to be a battle. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be a war.
It will be. To know that we could be 1 point below them after this game, they don't want to drop those points. They're in a good spot right now. So it's worrisome, right? This is one of the best teams all year. They kind of had a little drop off for a minute, but they were at the top for a majority of the season, right?
Yeah. And they have so many good players, man. They have... Well, Kingsbury, Sullivan, Rodman, Hatch, they're loaded. On paper, they're an incredible team. So I don't know why they're in 6th place. I don't know if it's been a run of form or maybe coaching, but they're clearly better than what the record suggests. And, we have to go to their place.
Yeah, you've got Trinity Rodman scoring for the national team. I'm not sure if you probably didn't get a chance to watch those games, but maybe you saw little highlights here and there. But
yeah,
she's looking great. Just so good. She's a beast, dude. I'm very happy of the future of that national team. But I wish she wasn't back for this game. So, but this is, I mean, like you said, man, one of our last three regular season games. With a week off, I'm excited to see who's healthy, who's in the lineup. You know, I'm sure they took some time to get away from the sport for a bit, do some things on their own, and then get back to training. I just hope they come all out. I hope they come all out with this last little three-game push and, you know, do the best that they can. Because like you said, it's out of our hands. They aren't necessarily going to make the playoffs if they win all three games, but they know that there's a chance, and they got to make it happen. And if they drop points here, done deal, bro. That's it.
As long as it's mathematically possible, you have to give it your all, right? You have to play everything on the line. I kind of wonder if the travel for national team players, like Stina, Dabinia, and then all the Washington Spirit national team players, if the travel, the lack of rest, the lack of getting away, like you said, if that will affect them, or if they're just so used to it by now, it's easy for them to travel outside the country and then come back and then not miss a step. I just wonder if that's going to have an impact.
Well, the technology these days, everything, they have so many things that help you recover. My big ass Normatec compression boots that I wear on my leg. Yeah. I've got a hip attachment for that as well. But they make some smaller ones that are for travel, and they're battery powered, and they just go on your calves. You just slip them on and you click a little button and you'll just get calf compression. And I'm like, what better place to use that than when you're cramped up on a plane? Unbelievable. I don't know. Have you ever gotten off a plane and been like, my calves and my feet feel huge? Is that you at all, or do you not struggle with that?
No. I get sore and I want to go to a yoga room. I want a room where I can just stretch out. I don't know if that's my age or what, but that's what I want.
Gotcha. I do feel a little bit. I'll look down and I'll be like, well, I had calf definition when I got on this flight. Now it's just lumpy. All right, good deal. Hey, what's your genuine predictions here in this game?
I think it's going to be I'm going to give you a score. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to give you a score. I say it's a 2-2 draw.
Really? You think there are going to be four goals in this game?
I think both teams are going to be aggressive. I don't think either team is going to sit back, because, you don't want to leave it to – you want to put everything out there. You don't want to leave it to your – it's such a close contested game to decide whether or not you make the playoffs. You just want to give everything you got, leave nothing out there or nothing left. And I think there's going to be some goals, and I think it's going to be fun. At the end of the game, it's going to be a mad dash for one of the teams or both of the teams try and steal those 3 points.
You're right, man. You're absolutely right. I think that, I don't know, tough team, but after a week-long break, you never know what kind of team you're going to see from anybody. I thought we'd get smacked in San Diego a couple weeks ago, but I'm wrong. So we'll have to see what happens. On top of that, though, we get a home game next Wednesday. You going to be there?
Absolutely. I'm excited for it.
It's a Hispanic Heritage Night, and we're playing CF Monterrey Femenil. And doesn't that just mean women's Monterrey?
Yeah, that's their Mexican league.
Does femenil mean like female? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I don't know why I just don't say women. I hate the word female. Is that it just feels weird, right?
Yeah. No, we don't call it male soccer.
No. The male and female thing, it's so out there now. We just need to shut up about it and not use
it. It's antiquated. It's old news. We've progressed.
What was that word?
Antiquated.
I like that. Looking that one up. That's good stuff. You teach me things, my friend.
Well, I had to make up for my amphitheater comment. So,
No, you said ampu. You said amphitheater. Like you're just slicing off all the theater.
I don't know what I said. I'm not going to go back and listen to that part. So,
Yeah, we don't listen to ourselves around here. Although I might go back and watch the video because you don't even know. Shit could just, you know, fireworks, bro. We're just having a good time. You can't, dude, lean back and put your damn thumbs up. And maybe look like you're having a good time. Maybe the fireworks only happen if you're having a good time.
I don't know. It doesn't like me. It doesn't believe me.
But how did I do the regular ass thumbs up? Like, how did I get that? Hey!
Is it something with your...
Can I do another one? No! We do a thumbs down. This is wild. Hold on. Do you think it has to do with updating my MacBook operating system yesterday? Like, it just went into... it was a whole new operating system, like OS Sonoma for MacBooks.
I mean, it could be. It could be.
We're getting to the bottom of it. Nick Springer, he's on it. Good guy. Boots on the ground. We call him Boots. Yeah, I'm using my Mac integrated webcam, so that could absolutely be it. Hispanic Heritage Night, CF Monterey. This is fun, right? This is cool. It's different. We've never, had a friendly yet in the existence of Kansas City Current. So to bring a team in from another country and just play a meaningless game. I wouldn't say meaningless, but you know what I mean, as far as standings and score goes. Could be fun to maybe see a lot of players we don't see play very often, which would be something I would say if we haven't been struggling with injuries all year and we've seen a lot of our roster play.
Yeah, I just love watching other like styles of soccer. Each league is a little different how they play, right? And I don't know enough about the Femenil League to know how that kind of style of how they play, but I'm excited to see it. And then Coach Hoerbloom said that, playing international teams or international players, it's something that she thinks will really benefit this team. And I agree, right? We just a different look. Sometimes you need to get outside of your bubble, of your NWSL bubble, get a different look and approach it a different way. And I see that as only being beneficial, assuming there's no injuries. That's the biggest thing, right? No injuries. But it should be a fun night. And one last thing. I was a little disappointed with our Challenge Cup semifinal attendance on a Wednesday. I don't know if you were. You remember the North Carolina Courage? Yeah. It was like 5,000. It was a Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
Because prior to that, the attendance was amazing. Like, we had a Wednesday game, I think, or a Friday game that was like 10,000. You know, I really hope that was an anomaly. And this Wednesday, even though there's nothing on the line, come out, support women's sports. Come out and show the Monterey team what it's like to come to America and play. And then the showing that not only we have as a country for our domestic team, but we have for the Current.
Look, and this is gutsy for Monterey to even accept to come to the middle of America when they're in the middle of a competition, when they are in their league, right? It's like, it's one thing for us to schedule this because playoffs are looking a little more dim, a little bleak, right? So it's like, all right, let's schedule friendly, get people in the stands, you know, maybe a small cash grab, let the women play against some good competition. Because right now league, they call it the Apertura, I believe. I believe they're fifth right now.
Yeah.
Now they're not in a good run of form. They drew one and then draw their last five games. So we got that going for us. But they are 100%. They will turn around and play 5 days later, that following Monday, back in Monterey.
Oof.
Yeah. It's just wild to me. It's not like they're on some American tour like we see a lot of the times with the international friendlies and all that. They are just taking time away from their own competition to come here and do us a solid, you know?
Yeah. Let me, you got the research going there. When's our game after our next league game after the Spirit. I believe it's Chicago.
Oh, what is it? It's that Saturday night at home in Chicago.
Okay. So we have three games essentially in a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, three games in 8 days. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it might take some minute manage. I mean, you don't want to manage minutes when we're trying to make the playoffs. You're going to just put it all out there. But it just kind of makes you wonder who we might see against Monterrey. If it's going to be, you know, some, you know, 30 minutes of Dabinia, you know, and the rest, maybe like a Chardonnay Curran or something.
Well, with it being a friendly, are the substitution rules different?
That I don't know.
Okay. I always thought like friendlies had different substitution rules, that you could sub more often than you can in regular league play. But I don't know for sure. And I'm not going to go look it up right now because that's, you know, that's not good news. That's not as good as, it's not as good as fireworks. So what are you going to do?
The fact that you now know that, it's, I feel like this is not the only time it's going to happen.
This is the reason to get a MacBook, folks. This is everyone should have a MacBook just so they can control their destiny like this.
I think we got to take away privileges. We got to take it away from them.
Yeah. What else is there? Is there like, oh, I could do hearts. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I'm very excited. Do you think this? No, it's not my work computer. I was going to say, do you think I can go do it like on a work call or something? Well, how do I do balloons, Nick? You gotta brief me, dude. Is this, do I act like I'm holding a balloon? No?
What about, can you do the mind blow emoji? Like, can you?
I don't know.
Oh, I was really hoping that would happen. I was really hoping.
That's all right. Hey, this is not fun podcasting if you're not watching. So there you go, folks. Sorry about it. Back to rotation. I think that the squad will not be, you know, what we're used to because there is a game. It could very well be a meaningful game against Chicago at home, right? Depending on that Washington Spirit result, maybe we do see our regular team out there.
Yeah, very possible.
That's two trips to Children's Mercy Park that week, man.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you, kind of, how do you see the Spirit game playing out? Like, what do you think is going to happen? How do you see that going?
Well, I'm not comfortable making some kind of recommendation because I just feel like there's been a little bit of break. Form gets kind of chopped up a little bit. We could come out and be awesome, like we did with San Diego. I don't really understand it, but if they can... It sucks that this game wasn't right after San Diego, that we had to take a break here because they were flying high, dude. To beat Alex Morgan and company up there is just a hell of a feeling, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So coming out of a break like this, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But I won't be watching live, man, and you won't be home yet to watch live, will you?
No, I will not. But I think I'm trying to figure out a way to watch it. I think it's like 12 or something. Where I'm going to be at in Amsterdam. So I'm going to try and stay up and watch it. See if I can figure it out.
Oh, because you'll be in Amsterdam that...
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. It's 6 o'clock kick. I might have it on the phone. I'll just be getting to St. Louis for that game this weekend. So
okay.
We'll, probably have it on the phone or something. Cool, man. Hey, let's take a quick break and... we'll be right back to keep talking some footy. Can I give you hearts? A little hearts for the break? We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
Hey, listen, I saw the worst best movie last night. You're going to love this. Expendables 4, bro.
Really?
Dude, it is... Honestly... exactly as advertised. I mean, you know it's not going to be a great movie going in, but it had fun times. It's Jason Statham, dude. I freaking, you know, mark out for Jason Statham. I'm a big fan. So you're talking about horrible CGI. Action was fun, pretty gory, you know. pretty wild time. You seen any of those Expendables?
I saw the first one. I have not seen the other two and now three. But like you said, you know what you're going to get. You're going there for some fun. You're not trying to see Martin Scorsese, beautiful picture. Just go grab some popcorn, put your feet up, no expectations, and just have some fun.
In that same context, the new Saw movie is coming out. Same kind of thing. You know what you're getting out of these Saw movies. Either you like them or you don't. There's no middle ground. And I happen to like them. I think they're a lot of fun.
You like them? I can't do them.
I wouldn't say it's a scary movie. It's more kind of like horror gory. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, what's happening? She's getting scalped. It's crazy, dude. It's now going on 10 movies. Got to tell you what I've been doing the last month and a half is watching all of them. I've been watching two a week. It's been crazy. Been waking up in the middle of the night thinking I'm getting, abducted.
See, I'm walking around like Istanbul at like 11:30 at night. I cannot be watching Saw movies prior to that.
I can't believe you're walking around Istanbul that late that night. What the hell?
I've never felt more safe in a lot of these cities. Like it's wild.
Wow. I tell you, nothing good happens late at night. You got to get home, tuck yourself in, get to bed. I need my baby safe.
So come back in one piece.
Oh my goodness. You're just world traveler, my friend. How long have you been there? It's going on 2 weeks, right?
I think it's like 10 or 11 days or something like that.
Have that much vacation time at work? That is crazy.
I cut it really close. I always cut it really, really close.
Man, oh man. But that's what you got to do, right? Can't really carry over much vacation, huh?
I can't carry over any. Well, actually, I can, but I cut it so close every time I don't.
I believe I can carry over like 60 hours. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to have to do if I do some kind of European vacation, because you just can't go for a minute. You know what I mean? What's half of your vacation is going to be your flights? That's not fun.
Yeah, two days are basically wiped out, going to and from the country. So, yeah.
I don't know how I would survive with, I have trouble flying to Vegas, and I get there like, 9 or 10 o'clock Kansas time, and it's like dinner time there. And I'm like, what? I got to go to bed, but everyone's just getting out.
So the one thing about my, just kind of free flow, just chill demeanor, it kind of leads you to some fun things, and it makes you less stressed. Like, you can only control what you can control. So just let it happen.
Just let it happen. Look at that, guys. Confucius over here.
I would sound smart if I didn't butcher theater earlier.
Amphitheater, bro. I feel, I'm feeling, a little more confident about that game this weekend, though, against Washington Spirit. I'm feeling, it's going to be fun to watch for sure.
We're relatively healthy, kind of, right? We're taking a break. We're going to have some energy. We only had two national team players gone. Everybody got to rest and relax, so they're going to come out swinging.
Do we know anything about DiBernardo or Gattral? Have you heard anything?
I don't know, but I've seen them practice. But that doesn't mean that they're gonna play.
We like to bring people into this team and then just hurt them. And I'm sure we're not hurting them, but there's something to say there. Like, even a Lynn Williams, man, we get rid of Lynn Williams and she's out there being an all-star. She's out there having a hell of a career right now, having a hell of a season with the national team as well. It's a tragedy that Vlatko didn't put her on the field more during the World Cup. I'll never understand it.
I think if we did, we would have came away with more points and not have the playoff outcome. But, it's either here nor there.
In the past, for sure, you look forward and get to it. Maybe they would have done good if Taylor Swift was there. I don't know. Maybe that would have been a thing.
Have her buy into the current.
She'll be a future investor of KC Current for real. She'd be like, confetti everywhere. There it is. Look at that confetti. Look at that.
Could you imagine how many jerseys the Kirk or any NWSL team would sell if she's part of that ownership group?
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. I feel that, dude, people would get jerseys that say Swift on them. You know?
Yep.
Look at that. Look at those balloons.
You are out of control. We have to take this away from you somehow.
You can't take away from me. Nick's found the list. He's cueing me over here. It feels like I got him in my ear, and he's telling me what to do on the air.
I can't see the chat, but I see there's 18 notifications, but I can't see it. So
you can't see the chat?
I can't see the chat.
Does it not pop up for you, like, on the video?
If I do, it takes away the video, so I can't have it on the side. Like,
weird, bro. Hold on. Do we got lasers coming? Can I get lasers? Oh!
Oh, man.
The things you realize. And you're, what are you doing? You're over there blinding us with your light.
This is the only light effects I got. Is that
I'm being interrogated here. Like, what the?
You got a little halo situation.
Yeah. Just look, it's gorgeous. Dude, how's the weather there, by the way? Because here, it's kind of rainy, bro.
Oh.
Kind of rainy. Look at that.
I thought you were legitimately asking me about the weather, but you only asked it to show off your rain effect.
I am a child. I am having the best time. It's like when those filters first become a thing, and you're like, look, I'm an elephant. Look, I'm a pig. Woo! You, dude, that I hope. Oh, Nick, if you're in charge of this at all, bro, I hope you clip something, some section of this. What are we doing? What are you going to use on Twitter for us talking about the playoffs? Because it's so attainable. No, you're going to use the part where we get lasers out there. Why wouldn't you?
I'm speechless.
Goddamn disco over here.
I'm entertained. I'm entertained just watching you play with it.
sounds weird to say. All right. dude, you want to talk about anything else? What do you want to talk about?
I mean, first of all, the 2023-2024 restricted and unrestricted free agent. The names were announced, right? So Addison Merrick is restricted. Cassie Miller.
Explain restricted and unrestricted. What's that about?
So unrestricted, I believe, is like 7 years of service in the NWSL. And that's where once it's over, it's a bidding war. It's like any other free agency, like, you know, NFL, NBA. Restricted means that the team who currently has you can match that offer and retain you.
Okay.
So
restricted?
Addison Merrick and Cassie Miller are restricted. I personally would like to see both back, but you never know. Sam Mewis is unrestricted. Desiree Scott and Mallory Weber are also unrestricted.
Meaning they can just walk, right?
Yeah, they can walk. Any team can sign them. It's
also, I mean, a lot of times we might not want to bring them back. I mean, the Mallory Weber situation is just a tragedy, by the way. You know, she comes back healthy, so happy to see her, and then bye, she's hurt again. Just,
yeah,
so sad, dude. But I feel like if you do have a choice to stay here or go somewhere else, when we're about to open this state-of-the-art women's stadium, you're insane. You're absolutely bonkers if you're just going to walk away from that.
I mean, we don't know.
Hey, you should stay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, you know, taking a look at Sam Mewis and Desiree Scott, we don't know if Sam Mewis can play. We don't know if she wants to be in Kansas City. You know, if Boston is getting a team in 2026, if she can play, she's from the Boston area. I believe she lives around that area.
On her podcast, she doesn't even acknowledge the Kansas City Current. Like, she doesn't even talk about them.
You know, when she signed her, I can't remember what it was titled, but it was essentially like, it was a unique, you know, player contract, right? Like, she's with the team, she's on the injury updates, she's on the injury reports, but she's not even in Kansas City. I understand she's rehabbing, right? It's probably easier for her not to travel and just stay at home and rehab. I kind of thought we would see her with the team more, just on the sidelines, maybe doing some appearances, something, right? But yeah. we haven't seen her at all.
Nothing at all, man. No FaceTime with anybody. Just if you want to hear from her, you listen to her and Lynn Williams on their podcast, and that is it. You know, they don't even talk about Casey Current, and that's fine. Cool. That just makes me feel like she's not staying.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she could go and play at Gotham with her sister and one of her best friends, presumably Lynn Williams, that I don't see how we can retain her.
Yeah, I mean, you can go that emotional route, or you can be a part of history and stick around for this stadium opening, man, to be part of something very special, you know, to say like, yeah, I was on that team, that initial team that put the first boots on the ground there. Boots on the ground, Nick. But like you said, a lot of times it is easier to go the emotional route and be like, I really want to go play with my sister, my best friend's there, but, you know, to each their own. If that's what you're into, if you want to go have that kind of rent.
Right. But what do you think of Desiree? What do you think Desiree Scott will do? I mean, I don't see her wanting to really play anywhere else, to be honest. I feel like this season, we thought she would be back. We thought she might play for Canada during the World Cup. We thought she might have more time playing in Kansas City. I mean, it sounds like she's, you know, from her post, it sounds like she's getting in good shape to play. Whether or not we see her this year, I don't know. But it kind of makes you wonder if, you know, she might do one last hurrah as opposed to going out, you know, with injured and can only play a game or two. I don't know what her plan is, but I think she's always welcome in Kansas City.
We talked about her last year because we were like, I don't see her going anywhere else. So I kind of think she'll retire. Like we really thought she would. And then she signed on for another year and then hasn't played. So I just don't know, you know, where we go with her from there. It's money on the books this year that just didn't get a payoff at all. You know, stop me if you've heard that one before. It's just, we have a lot of those people.
Yeah. Same with Sam Mewis, right? Like that's money that's going to fall off the books that we can use for acquiring more talent. And that kind of brings me to another, you know, we do like to go out and get international players. We do like to go out and get NWSL veterans. You know, I don't know if they're keen, the GM and the coaching staff are keen on keeping some of these players, or if they just want to go use that money and go get, you know, new players. This roster is cutthroat. When you take a look at our injury list, it's full of people, you know, like a best 11 up for a team, you know? So I don't know what they're going to do, but it may not. This offseason, I believe we might have some turnover, and it might be hard for some of these players to stay on the team.
Listen, our injury report got so long that you couldn't really read it up on the Jumbotron there because they had to get the font so small to fit all the names on. I was like this. I'm like, I can't even read it. I know I have great eyes. What is happening?
I had to take a picture and then zoom in with my camera.
Yeah. You did that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But
well, I just, you know, that's the thing though. When everyone's coming back from injury, you know, brighter days are ahead. Maybe they finish with some glimmer of hope here at the end, but you know, let's not count on it and start prepping for the next season, man. It's getting crazy.
It's gonna be pretty wild. By the way, did you see that Boston got a bid for having the next NWSL team coming in 2026?
Yeah, it's for sure happening, right?
Yeah. They have an all female ownership group. I think like $100 million investment into the team. I think 50 was to buy the team, and then I think like 50 was to facilities and everything else.
Cool. That's great, man. I think I like seeing more women's teams pop up where men's teams already are. So hopefully they can get some of that male fandom as well. You know, a little crisscross attitude going on. I know a lot of that happened here in Kansas City, but there are still some, you know, hell, there are some Casey Current supporters that couldn't care less about sporting and vice versa, I'm sure. Otherwise, right, the stadium would be packed all the time, right? If there was a direct translation there.
But right.
Great, man. I've always been looking for a reason to, I've never been to Boston, been looking for a reason to visit, be it a Red Sox game or New England Revolution or something, you know, but now this will be happening. So that's neat. Good for them.
Yeah. And there's going to be one more team coming in 2026. I don't know who they are. I don't think there's a front runner to my knowledge or that's been publicly announced, but I'm excited. You know, I like having more teams as long as we're doing quality over quantity and not just getting too crazy with it. But it seems like these ownership groups that are getting these teams now are really stepping up. These are not the ownership groups of the past that just do the bare minimum to try to turn a profit. They're trying to change the game, change the landscape of women's soccer. So, you know, as long as they keep those type of owners in mind, I'm all for getting additional teams.
Absolutely, man. I agree. It's going to get harder to win in this league. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Yep.
But as it grows, so does, you know, salary cap, funding, player signings, international players, everything. The game grows and everyone benefits, you know. So, and we got a hell of a stadium coming, so I'm excited.
Exactly.
Anything else you can think of?
Oh, man, I think that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we'll, you know, God dang, safe travels to you. We'll see you. See you when we see you.
See you Wednesday next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've been off the grid, so I haven't texted you or nothing. It feels weird. You know, you have those people you text all the time, and then when it just ceases, you're just kind of like, something's missing. This is weird.
I haven't talked to a lot of people, and I want to catch up, but also, like, I don't want to start a conversation. It's an 8-hour time difference, so I don't want to start a conversation. Like, it's 9:19 where I'm at, so it's just so difficult to maintain a conversation because one of us are sleeping at, you know, at some point.
Bro, I first started talking to my wife, Marissa, and she, like, the next week after we kind of were talking and developing a relationship, she was in China. She went on a trip to China. Talk about time difference. It was weird, man. I text her when I wake up and she's like going to bed and vice versa. So weirdest thing ever.
Yep.
Anywho, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a hell of a time. Why isn't this working? Oh, there it goes. Get the lasers going. As always, hit us up with those 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Pod, Spotify, wherever you listen to us. Come to us on YouTube. Come to us. Like and subscribe to us. You will not see all these quirky videos anywhere else. My loud shirt. Look at this thing. Ow. Turn it down, bro. Rock chalk to you. Hit us up on Twitter at NoOtherPod, at Dan Kuser, at ChrisWright21. Email us, NoOtherPod@gmail.com. Until next time, peace, love, and all that stuff to you. So, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.